Hello.
Yeah, hi, sir. Very good afternoon. This is John Williams once again.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So you got the receipt with you?
Yes.
Okay. Did they ask you anything, sir, while making this payment?
Yeah, I just did house renovations. Then they asked about that.
Mm-hmm.
I just said it was for white goods and they were going to knock a wall out and curtains.
Okay, all right. And anything else they asked you? Anything like unusual?
No, nothing unusual.
All right, okay. So keep
I might have forgot to put the reference in, though.
Doesn't matter.
I'm sorry about that.
Okay, no issue. Doesn't matter. Okay, you have done a telegraphic transfer, right? And they cost you $28 as a transaction fee, right?
I did, yes.
All right. Okay, keep that receipt with you. Okay. By the way, you had your lunch?
I'm just having it right now.
Okay, I'm on the line. Okay, you just finish your lunch, and then after that we will talk. Okay.
Okay.
I'm on the line. Thank you.
You're going to stay on the line?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Things like this, you know, a I think that's one of the sides of it. I've never seen one before, so I think it's got to be worth somewhere between £3,000 and £4,000 a cent. Happy with that? Absolutely. So it's good to read. Essentially, otherwise, in my view.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, sir, I'm working. I'm here.
Okay.
So, you'll finish your lunch?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I'm still working. The first level of the security is updated, and the second level is also updated, and the third level is 40% done. Okay?
Well, that's why the PC is still running.
Yeah. Okay, leave it as it is. Do not touch it. When it will complete, I will let you know, okay?
Okay.
I'm on the line. You can do your work, okay, and put me on loudspeaker in your landline. You have a loudspeaker mode?
It doesn't work very well, but yeah.
Okay, because if you can put me on loudspeaker, you can do your own work and keep your landline beside you. If I need you, I will yell. I will yell. I will say hello. You can listen to my voice and get back to me, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. I'm on the line.
Bye.
Important now is that we support six agreements. I'll pocket and a wine cooler and a pack of the pattern. What are you going to do? You're just a friend. Okay, let's say I'm just a friend. Look, I appreciate your return. This is a father-son moment. And in fact, it's one that I've been looking forward to since I saw the shadow from the thing for the first time around. It's very touching. More than a bit creepy.
What kind of person she is, and what it is about her that you find
are you nervous about the price?
Oh, really? Thank you.
All right, you there, sir? Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
I have a good news for you. We tracked the location of the hacker. Right now, he is in Merlin Drive. Let me check. Yeah, Merlin Drive. How far is it from you?
Merlin Drive?
Yeah.
Oh, that's in Wonga. That's about 6 kilometers.
Yeah, it is not far away from you, right?
Yes.
So we got the location, okay, and we have just kept our eyes on his activities, okay. Merlin Drive is a very big area, correct? Big road, correct?
So
he could be anywhere in there, okay. Kept our eyes in his activities, and we are following him. Okay, we track his location right now. Okay, so just wait. We'll give you update. All right, hold on. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Hold on.
Marty.
By the way, do you do telephone banking, sir?
No, I have the app, but I don't do telephone app.
No, no, no. Not on the app. Okay, telephone banking means, sir, like you can call the bank over the phone and you can do whatever you want over the phone, like this.
No, no, I don't do that.
That is called telephone banking.
Oh, yeah.
You don't do that, right?
No. My PC, the screen's no longer working.
Yeah, it is rebooting itself, okay? We are just checking all the security. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
You don't have OSCO facility in your banking, OSCO?
I have no OSCO, no. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, you're right. Hold on. Is your mobile is on right now?
No, it doesn't work at this house.
Just check you have
switched off.
Okay, turn it on and say, just check you have the bar or not, the signal. Turn it on, please.
No, it actually is on.
It is on?
I must have switched it off. I don't have any bars.
You don't have any bars? Try to come near your window because I'm going to send you a text message in your mobile phone.
I get text messages.
Yeah, if you will not have the signal, the bars, you will not get it, okay? So if you will go a little bit out, like near your window or out of the door, you will get a one bar, I think. You will get a little bit signal in your mobile. You got the bars?
Yeah, I got the little one, the small bar.
Okay, all right, hold on. Now check your mobile phone. We have sent you a code number, okay, by using ANZ message.
Yeah, ANZ.
Verification. Yeah, tell me the code, verification code.
336-299.
336-299, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just wait, let me check.
Why does ANZ send that?
We are updating the security in that, okay, that's the reason, all right? We are removing the hacker from there. Now you need to delete that message, please.
Deleted.
Okay. Thank you. भाई वो इससे पूछिए ना थोड़ा, इसका ऑस्को है, इसका ऑस्को है या नहीं है जो अकाउंट आप दिए हैं मुझे। जस्ट होल्ड ऑन, ओके। I was just talking to my officer, okay? Hold on, please.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm here. I'm working. Your internet speed is still working very, very slow, sir. And the third level of the security is updated 85%. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, stay on the line, please.
Thank you.
All right, you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my job is completed, okay? All the security is successfully updated. Let me tell you, we have updated three level of the security. The first level, as I told you, is going to protect your internet network, okay?
Yep.
And the second level is going to protect your devices, okay? And
yes.
The third level is going to protect your modem, okay?
Okay.
All right, okay.
Okay, so that's it then?
Yeah, just wait, okay? We have the, as I told you, we are looking for the hacker now. We tracked the location, but still he is outside. He is not under our custody. We didn't find him. But very soon, I'm going to find him today itself, okay? And once we will catch the hacker, we are going to put him behind the bar. We will do an investigation, and we will ask from him about his partner and the bank employee as well, and we will try to find out all the hackers, okay?
Okay.
And in order to catch all these hackers, what we have done, we have activated a fake statement just to divert the mind of the hacker. We have activated a fake statement into your banking, okay? Now, I'm going to clear your doubt what is fake statement is. You just do one thing. What exactly do you see on your screen? Let me know.
What, right now?
Yeah.
It's still that Wi-Fi. It's still
going.
Minimize
that, okay, and log it into your online banking. I'm going to show you something, what is fake statement is. We have activated a fake statement into your banking. Okay, you do one thing, close this page, close it, open your Google Chrome. Close this page. Have you done?
I've opened Chrome now, yeah.
Now what do you see on your screen?
Google.
Now log in into your banking. We have activated a fake statement, okay? Let me show you something, what we have done. The balance of your account which you are going to see, it is not a real, it is a fake one. Okay?
Oh.
Yeah, it is just to divert the mind of the hacker. That's it. Once you logged in, don't touch anything. Let me know.
All the bank balances have changed.
Okay, now listen to me what we have done, okay? Actually, in your Savers account and into your Access, ANZ Access Advantage account, in these two accounts, we have activated a fake statement. The balance which you can see of these two accounts, it is not your real balance, okay? I'm going to deactivate the fake statement right now, then you will be able to see your real balance of your account, okay? What do you see right now on your screen?
My screen just disappeared.
Yeah, it is rebooting itself. Do not touch anything. That means the fake statement is deactivating. Okay, hold on.
So, when will this all be finished?
I believe tomorrow morning everything will be done because we are going to catch the hacker tonight. These hackers are very smart, like they get active every time at midnight.
Okay.
Yeah. But before that, I need to clear your doubt, okay, what is fake statement is. I need to show you your balance and everything so that you will not get confused that you are losing your money. Okay?
Okay. Still got a blank screen.
Yeah, it will come very soon. Now your screen is back?
No.
What do you see now?
Yeah, it's back.
Now don't touch anything. Now check your savers account balance and your Access Advance. Don't touch anything. Don't click anywhere. Otherwise, the fake statement will get active again. Okay? This is your actual balance of your account, okay? But what we have done, we have activated a fake statement. Why we have activated the fake statement? Because the hacker was already got the access of your account, and you made a payment of 19,000 to their account. And how you made it? You got the 20,000 from our side, from the head office of the ANZ. Then you made a payment of 19,000. Am I correct?
Got it. Yep.
So why we have activated a fake statement? Because if the hacker will get inside your account, okay, then they will see that, or the bank employee who is working for the hacker, if he or she will get inside your account, and if they will see that you got 20,000 from the ANZ head office, they will get suspicious why you got it, and they will get to know about all the security work and about all this investigation. So what we have done, we have activated a fake statement just to divert the mind of the hackers and the bank employee who is working for the hacker. So we have shown in your statement that this 20,000, you have moved, this is your money, and you have moved your own money from your savers to your Access Advantage account. But actually it is not. Okay?
Okay.
Understood now? It is just to divert the mind of the hacker. Now I'm going to log out from your account. And once you logged out, again the fake statement will get active. It is active now. All right?
Okay.
Now close your banking completely.
Yep.
And apart from this computer, do you have any another computer?
Yeah, but I don't use it for years.
Okay, all right. And apart from this ANZ online banking, do you do banking with other banks?
No.
This is the only one you have, right?
Yes.
So total, how many devices you have?
A phone, a second computer, which I don't use, and this computer.
All right. Now listen to me very carefully. The security which we have updated, it is successfully updated, okay? But
yep.
it will start working after 15 to 16 hours. It will start working, okay?
Okay.
So what I am going to do, tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, you will be at your home?
Probably.
So what I am going to do, I am going to give you a call back tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. And I will check all the security which I have updated, all of them are started working or not. If I will find out that due to some reason some of the security is not working, what I will do, I will make an appointment with you, and according to your convenient time, I will send our engineer for the checkup of your modem. And if my engineer will find out that there is something major issues going on in your modem, then we will replace your modem, and for the replacement you don't have to pay any single penny for that, okay?
Okay.
And if he will find out that the problem is a minor one, without replacing it, he will update the security into your modem as well, okay?
Okay.
Why we need to do a checkup of your modem? Because modem is the heart of your internet, and you are getting an internet through the modem, through the Wi-Fi, correct? In all
yes.
of your devices. So in order to get the lifetime and permanent security, we have to do a checkup of your modem. We have to upgrade the security into your modem so that in future you will not face this kind of problem anymore. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So till tomorrow, what you have to do, you don't have to use your computer anymore. Okay? Shut it down completely. All right? And don't do online shopping and online banking from anywhere. Don't do any confidential thing. Do you do anything like share marketing, trading, like anything?
No.
And do you deal in crypto?
No.
That's great. Okay. So shut down your computer completely. Okay. Don't use it for any purpose. Okay. If you do online shopping or online banking, suppose you want to check your balance, you are going to log in into your account, what will happen? The hacker will get the loophole from there, and they will break down all the security which we have updated. Okay. So
okay.
Don't do any confidential stuff till tomorrow morning, okay?
Okay.
And what I'm going to do, I'm going to call you back tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. But today, tonight, at what time you go to your bed for sleep?
9:30.
9 o'clock, I'm going to give you a call back tonight just for 5 minutes for the checkup. I will take only 5 minutes off you at 9 o'clock, okay?
Okay.
Tonight. Then after that, I will call you tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. All right?
Okay.
Now, I'm giving you some security code. This is for your safety and security. Write it down, please. Are you ready?
Yep.
Yeah, write down your safety and security code, which is 88.
I think I had this morning.
Just confirm me.
Just a minute. Oh, just a minute. Got more pieces of paper than you did. Oh, dear.
Okay, write down no one. If you are not finding, okay, write it down. No issue.
Yeah, okay, give us it again.
Yeah, 885500.
885500.
Yeah, this is for your safety and security. Why I have given you this code, okay? Because you know very well, nowadays, so many scams going on in our country. So many telemarketers calling our customer and selling unnecessary antivirus and software for their computer and charging our money from our customer. Right.
Okay.
So why you need to get this number, okay? If you will get any call in future, if you will get any call regarding your computer problem or internet problem or from Amazon or from eBay, how you will get to know that they are legitimate, just ask them what is my security code. If they will give you this code 885500, that means they are legitimate. You can talk to them. If they won't give you this code, simply hang up, don't talk to them, okay?
Okay.
And it is my humble request to you, do not share this code with anyone, all right?
Okay.
And right now, I am your investigation officer, okay? So apart from me, you remember my name, John Williams?
John Williams, yeah.
Yeah, write down my employment ID, NCA0786.
NCA76.
No, 0786. That is my employment ID, okay? So apart from me and my colleague Sean Miller, okay, we are your investigation officer. Apart from both of us, if you will get any call regarding your computer or any internet problem, don't talk to them. We are dealing
okay.
with you, so only you, we will talk to you regarding this issue, okay?
Okay.
So everything is crystal clear to you, sir?
Everything is crystal clear.
I'm going to repeat it back to you once again. We have updated 3 levels of the security today. And all the security is successfully updated, but it will start working after 15 to 16 hours. Till then, you have to switch off your computer. Don't use it, okay? Not this computer, not your other computer as well. Don't use any another device or the internet, okay? And don't do online shopping and online banking till tomorrow morning. When I will call you in the morning, I will check the security. Then after that, you can do anything. I will not interrupt you, okay? But not before that. Otherwise, the hacker will get the loophole and break down the security, and I don't want to take that risk, okay?
Okay.
So tonight, 9 o'clock, I'm just going to give you a call back for 5 minutes, okay, for the check.
Okay, thank you.
All right? Thank you. Take rest for the day, and thank you very much for your cooperation.
Thank you
very much. Bye. Take care. Bye.
Bye.